I think, like all of us, models, the agencies, you know, who is belong to this world, I think we are super lucky. Actually, I read something like seriously unserious. I like it. So that their career, you know, moves on and they can actually go to bigger markets or like bigger dreams after Istanbul.
Model sein oder nicht sein, das ist hier die Frage.
90, 60, 91.
Next, please.
Der Podcast based on true stories.
Heute haben wir eine ganz besondere Folge und zwar sind wir in Istanbul gemeinsam mit Ali von unserer Agentur Tanks. Das ist der Besitzer der Agentur und er wird heute mit uns einmal über den Markt in Istanbul sprechen, über die Agentur selbst und Fragen von euch beantworten. Okay, Ali, are you ready?
Yes, I am, guys.
Perfect.
Welcome.
First of all, how did you get started in the fashion industry, just so we get to know you a little bit?
Yes, of course. I started the industry when I was in the university, in the first grade, I think. So just started because I felt like I was handsome enough to make it happen, you know, as a model.
Oh, so you started modeling,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I started as a model. And then I kept it like 5 years, 6 years as a model. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to go into the kitchen.
Oh.
And here we are.
Cooking.
That's simple.
How did that change? I mean, you started as a model, you worked for 5 years and you studied at the same time?
Oh, yes. I was studying at the same time. Actually, I realized that... I was a good model, mm-hmm. actually, and I was enjoying it. I was making good amount of money, mm-hmm. and then when you see real models, like top ones, mm-hmm. and when you face the reality that they can actually go for like the decades, and you know you have a mm-hmm. chance for a limited time. This is unfortunately one of the sad part of the business, you mm-hmm. know. And when I see some top models. Like male top models, I said, okay, these guys are special, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can do it, but not in this level. So I have to change directions, actually. I was making a smart move. So this is how I actually decided to go into the kitchen, you know, like to the agency part. Because I knew the business, I had like good connections, you know, I always have a good network. Then I wanted to use it, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you then just opened your agency right away?
Not really. Okay. I worked for one agency, which mm-hmm. is not operating now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they closed it. And then I work for True Models, which is mm-hmm. actually one of our rivals now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very good agency too, to be honest. And I was with them from the very beginning for 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I always believe that I have like, I have my different... my own approach to the business, you know, like how to run the business, you know, how to treat people, how you can do things in your own way. And I wanted to give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
And I started Tanks in 2019.
Oh, quite
fresh. Right before the COVID. It was a good timing.
Yeah. Was it though?
Yeah, it was.
Did the market work? Because in Germany, for example, the market was really rich during that time, actually. There was a lot of e-com still happening.
For like 2 weeks, everyone was so scared, mm-hmm. you know, because we didn't know what's going to happen and we didn't know what it was. So stopped for like 2 weeks and actually most of the models wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. Also their families, they just called them back, which is like fair. You can understand that.
Yeah.
And, but I knew, you know, especially big companies like the retails, the big brands, they should move on, mm-hmm. you know. So I was lucky enough to convince actually some of the very, very good models in that time, and they wanted to stay,
mm-hmm.
and they worked very well, like
nice.
Really well.
Yeah.
During the time, it wasn't like not so much variety of jobs, but mm-hmm. it was certain clients that they always like kept going,
mm-hmm.
and this is actually what saved the agency in the hard times.
Yeah. So you even know, in crisis, it works out.
Like, like I remember the moment, you know, it was, I think, the 8th month of the agency when the COVID started. Mm-hmm. And the first incident happened in Turkey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, okay, like, I say, like, unlucky, nothing to do. You know, I did nothing wrong. So if it's going to go down, it's going to go down.
No.
But it did happen. So we were lucky, you know, I had like these amazing models to believe in me and stayed in Istanbul. And yeah.
Nice. You mentioned that you have a different approach to things. So what made you realize that you actually wanted to change something on the market and to be your own in the industry?
Actually, I like to simplify things, you know. I think that things are easier than people
make them.
And nothing in life is that actually complicated, you know. I believe that. So, and it, and maybe it's my generation because I'm much younger than other owners. I'm just 25 right now, so I started my own company in like 29, and I say, okay, like, this business, very serious business, it's actually human resources, you know, we work with human, and it's not that hard to make it right and keep people happy, you know, and the easiest way possible. So that's part of my approach. I actually take it as a game. I always say, like, it's a game that I play very well and fair, and it's that simple, to be honest. Like, nothing special, nothing, like, no special ingredients.
Yeah,
that's it.
Simplicity might be the best thing.
Simplicity, yes.
Yeah, and being a model probably helped you also see things from both sides, right?
Of course, and you eliminate, you know, like, what you don't like when you're a model, when you were traded by the agencies, maybe in the wrong way, and you say, this is wrong, I don't want to do it in my own agency. And these things actually usually the complicated parts, like, agencies make them complicated. You know what I mean?
Maybe we do know.
So... I bet you have some ideas.
Yeah. Okay, so now we want to talk a little bit about the market, especially when we're here in Istanbul, and tell our audience that we really love it here and quite working a lot. I want to ask you how you would describe the modeling market in Istanbul right now.
You describe a little bit, actually. It's a fashion commercial market. It's a little bit mix of both. And who we are working with and who we are working with, it's like usually the top tier clients, you know. And the market is quite busy because it's like the country itself, it's a manufacturing country. So we have like lots of brands, like individuals, like big retail brands also. So it's a non-stop market. We used to have like high seasons, like low seasons, and we could actually measure it, but right now it's like really non-stop. So when you come here in Istanbul, you're always busy, usually, and we do have the physical castings still. It's happening, you know. I know it's tiring sometimes. I know that it might kill you in the heavy traffic, unfortunately, but it's still happening, you know. Maybe a little bit of the difference, other than, like, because I know that in Europe right now it's happening less, especially after COVID, like everything's going online, which I would prefer that as well. But we have the tradition that, you know, the client still wants to see models if they are real, let's say.
If they're real, and if not they're just real, Photoshop.
Yeah, not just a Photoshop or like AI generated products, you know. So yeah, Istanbul is a really, really good market. Actually, if you ask me, my own opinion, I think it's usually better than other markets in Europe. Like, I think it's better than Paris, better than Milano. You know, of course they have their own specialties, like the fashion weeks, like big brands, it's fancy, it's so nice. But here the opportunities, I think bigger than other markets for everybody. Also, we do have a very, very good quality of pictures, you know, the photographers, the stylists, the grooming people, they are amazing, they are super talented. And they are going like very, very worldwide in terms of, you know, following the trends and, you know, like creating and keeping the quality. So this is one of the advantages of Istanbul. And if you are with tanks, you are more advantages because we have them all. as I say, like top tier and the best ones only, to be honest.
Yeah, that's super interesting. And what would you say, what kind of models are currently in high demand here?
It's actually the same description as I described the market.
Mm-hmm.
So commercial fashion and like as tanks, you know, we are, as I say, we are always want to go for the top tier. So we always need strong and established models. So this is one fact. And we are not really going for like too much commercial
mm-hmm.
or like too much edgy because market, it's not asking for it, you know, because you have to take your position as the market requests. So it doesn't change so much, but you can actually understand from our board when you take a look at it, you know, the demand is obvious. It's mixed, it's strong, established, mm-hmm. Ready to work, ready to make money.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Do you think that working in Istanbul also gives models their international visibility?
I think it might help very well with the quality of the material. Also for the new faces. I mentioned about the established models. We need them just to make it like quick for everybody, you know, because they are requested. But we also work with new faces a lot just to give them a little help so that their career, you know, moves on and they can actually go to bigger markets or like bigger dreams after Istanbul with good material, because like even the simplest job here can deliver you like amazing pictures, you know, so mm-hmm. that actually you can use them. So in this wise, yes, it's very helpful, but it's not one of the major markets, to be honest. It's not gonna give you the recognition because the brands are not really known.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, the quality of the work, it will always help you.
Mm-hmm.
Even like if you are, it doesn't matter if you are established or a new face. So this is the best part of Istanbul, if you ask me.
So I'm talking about the financial side now with you.
Okay.
As we have experienced, and also it's a saying among models,
mm-hmm.
The more often you've been here in the market, the better you work. Would you say the same?
It really depends. It's also including a little bit of luck,
mm-hmm.
you know. But as long as you are here, so as long as market recognize you and they have the experience with you and they don't want to take any risks, you know, so they will say, oh, we know Rosa already, and we know Anna already, like, so go for them because we know the result. So it's your second time, which means that you'll be easier on getting jobs and like win over the clients just because of this.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's also the risk that, you know, when you're like here over and over again or like stay too much, then you're not interesting anymore. So we also have that. So we are trying to find the balance, you know, the frequency of, you know, like how much you should stay, how much you should stay like away from the market. And we are in touch with the mother agencies, you know. Also, like, you, if you want to come back, you're always welcomed,
mm-hmm.
you know. We never have that limits. We mm-hmm. never say to anybody, it's not time or not now.
Mm-hmm.
So we respect that, you know, if they like to come with tanks, which is, I mean, I love it, you know, that people actually wants to come back and over again, which means it's good experience.
Mm-hmm.
And but job wise, it really depends. It's really the market demand, you know, the timing, if it's the winter season or the summer season, you know, what they are looking for. So,
and that changes every time.
That changes every yeah. time. I mean, you know, like in this business, it's like some things we cannot explain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we feel them, but we don't know how to say it. Like
yeah.
you cannot explain. Really, like
yeah.
it's like
a feeling.
Unknown
intuition.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. definitely.
What can modders realistically expect to earn here? I think it's good to know for our listeners that we earn dollars when we're here. So yeah, what do you think?
It also depends on the season and your demand, of course, you know. And I mean, I know models, they are leaving like up to like 20k in their pockets. So I know models that unfortunately leaves like less, and some with none, you know. It all depends into like many things, many dynamics, you know, like even the same model can make the different amounts in different times. So I mean, market potential is good, and I think Tanks has the biggest influence or the rates in the market, because I think most of the agencies that are now following us to keep them a little bit like higher, which is good for the market itself, not only for, you know, Tanks. And when there's more money, and it's gonna be more demand on model side, they want to come. But I think money is not the first thing that actually they want to come to Istanbul and they want to be Tanks. I think money comes later on. Is it
a mix of everything? I think no, we love the city, we love being here, we love the experience, we love being here together, and of course nobody works for free, right?
Yeah, of course.
How do you make sure that your models are treated fairly and transparently when it comes to contracts and payments?
It's easy. It's, we just do as it's written in the contracts, and no excuses. Like nothing, no surprise, everything's transparent, you know. And like, to me, as I say, it's very easy. I mean, I think keep things easy, and models are not working for us, and this is I think one of the parts that most of the agencies they always forget. We work together, we cooperate. Let's say we are strong representatives, and we are the regulators, the agencies, we protect rights, you know. So the main job actually is it's done by the models. Of course, like without good agencies, there's no good negotiation. And without good agency or like trustable agency, you know, you don't know if you'll be paid or not. So that trust, it's already given. I mean, you just like make it right in the from the very beginning. So I have actually a funny story about that. So before I start Tanks, I was actually going to some agencies to you know, actually introduce myself, and like it's gonna be the best agency in Turkey, and actually it is the best agency in Turkey, and the problem is I have no models right now, so you give me models and I will show you, you know. Because as I say, it's no complicated job.
Yeah,
I mean it's that simple.
No, it's nice if it can be that simple, right? Because we also have experiences where maybe the client doesn't want to pay, or they pay 6 months later.
We take the responsibility, because as I say, like the contracts, we give you the contract, and contracts are signed by us. So in my side, you know, clients are not your problems. So they pay or not, it's our problem.
Nice.
And they're the models, as I say, like if we claim that we are the best agency, which means we come with the you know, with the power, so and we have to fix it. If we are not able to fix it, it's our problem, it's not models' problem. So it's also can lead you to lots of excuses not to pay to the models, you know. Like how models can know that the client doesn't pay? You know, how can you make sure?
I mean, we can't.
Because there is no way you can follow, you know? So there you should trust us, and we lead the way for you. So you don't have to get stressed out or like expect for the money if it will come or not. And the transparency is also very important, as you guys say. And what's the height actually? It's super simple, no? Like like nothing complicated. Like sometimes really when I come to the to the office, you know, like I see it as a game, like I mentioned mm-hmm. before, and it's a fun game,
mm-hmm.
and it's played with beautiful people, you know, and just keep it simple, and just keep them happy, you know. Mm-hmm. When you step into the office, you usually see people happy, like also my employee, you know, like
nice.
Like the bookers and everybody mm-hmm. at the mm-hmm. office. Because I tell them, no stress, nobody's gonna die, because this is fashion business. This is nothing so important, you know.
Yeah.
Like not so serious.
We're not saving lives.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Since we talked about your happy coworkers, how many of them are there actually, and with how many models do you work?
We have around 40 models. On stay right now in Istanbul.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, when I say that, it's scary, you know, because it's supposed to be a boutique agency. The max should be like 15 or something in the very beginning, you know.
High demand.
But the high demand, and also like some models, they choose to stay in Istanbul.
Hmm.
So this is why actually the number is like going up.
Okay.
Sometimes we are not that crowded like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So my coworkers, we are working with 12 people. We have 4 bookers, 1 international, like we have Marina, she's mm-hmm. dealing with international, you know, conversations and everything.
Yeah.
So we have my brother at the finance.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 2 drivers who's taking care of and sharing the stress with our models in the heavy traffic.
Very much, yeah.
You know? And we have 2 ladies, like, taking care of the model apartments daily, like, every day, you know. And we have, like, some other people with the finance as well. And there is me. Yeah, I think it's 12. Mm-hmm. I never counted, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, but it should be 12.
Okay.
You count it when you're listening to it. More or less.
So now we are going to talk a little bit about the agency values and also your personal philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you, what's your philosophy when it comes especially to working with models, and what makes you stand out from more traditional or long established ones?
The philosophy, as I say before, it's the simplicity mm-hmm. when it comes to my life. So yeah, like that mindset is the key. So you can use it everywhere. Like if you're running in a modeling agency, as I say, or like an ice cream shop, or grocery, you know, or you're doing anything else. Also, I think I don't take it too serious. You know, it doesn't mean that the job is not done seriously. It's actually, I read something like seriously unserious. I like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of the thing actually that I love lately, because eventually, you know, I think like all of us models, the agencies, you know, who is belong to this world, I think we are super lucky when it comes to how we make our money, you know, like how we introduce ourselves, you know, how we express ourselves. So I think we are very, very lucky. So I think I know it for everybody, you know, in our agency, and I give the rights for the people, like I give them the credit. This is why I say we cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's working for us. Here also with my coworkers, you know, like they work under my company, but I never think that, you know, they work for me. They work for themselves, and they work for their own life, and they're also very lucky because they are working with beautiful people. in a beautiful environment, you know. And I think it's very rare right now because, I mean, world is getting somewhere like unexpected right now. And I think we should really take care of the business, respecting to each other, you know, just like stay together and keeping the values, like the transparency. We talked about it before. And if someone is making it, how to say, like complex, I never understand that. It's just, I think it's just the part of distraction to pull the business to the other side, you know, like a little bit gray side or like, I don't know, the side we wouldn't like probably. So yeah, this is the difference. This is my thinking about the business. And this is actually how you can create a very great company by just like thinking simple and living your life at the same time, because I never gave up on my life.
That's good.
Yes. I love to have fun, you know, like I mean, I'm also young, of course, you know, and I feel also very lucky.
But do you think that also working as a model before has something to do with that mindset?
Of course, I can understand your part and what you may feel about some certain events or like the incidents, you know. I can understand. It's also, it also affect, you know, how the agency operated, of course, like from the very beginning. Because when you see something is wrong and you say like, this could be done a different way and why not? You know, because I mean, you can understand that. So I think thanks is, I call it like we work very smoothly just because we don't have this heavy bags in our backs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we don't have any complexity. Everything is simple. Simple, I use simple so much, I know, but it's
the
only way. It's the only way to express it, you know. Not a big deal, but just do it seriously, you know, and keep people happy. And, you know, you will see that even the models are not working, like in terms of money, let's say, or they don't book so much. They want to come back. So this is one thing that makes me happy all the time, because which means that we give them a very good experience, and they love people around them, they feel comfortable, and it already gives you the hint, you know, like that you are doing your job well and people is actually happy around you.
When we talk about that people can be happy around, especially here in Istanbul, you're working with a lot of women, like you have a lot of female models here. And we know both that it can be a little bit different than we know it from Germany with men behavior. So I want to ask you, how would you describe the way women are treated in the local modeling industry here?
I think it's a lot about the agency as well, because they know how serious we are. So also our like client selections, also like who is selected by the client, I mean the crew, the team, you know. So they are all, I think, brilliant people. They are all respectful. This is the business part. On the street, Istanbul is a very, very big city. Sometimes, you know, men can also like, you know, feel unsafe, but this is about where you are. And usually you don't go to these places because this is our, out of our circle. You know what I mean? And if you ask me, in terms of safety, it's safer than most of the European cities right now. And women, I mean, I don't remember like any single thing that has came to my ear, you know, like negatively so far. I hope like it's like this all the time, you know, because you never know.
What do you do as an agency to have an to show the models that you have an open ear if something happens on a job or they feel unsafe mm-hmm. or something happened?
I always tell them, stop it right there, call me, mm-hmm. you know, that's it.
That's
don't have
amazing.
To do anything. Mm-hmm. Because like when you conversate, if there's a problem, by the way, it shouldn't be about the harassment or like something, you know, like any bad experience. Mm-hmm. The only rule is actually stop it, tell them I want to call my agency, or if not, call my agency and talk to them. Mm-hmm. And this is why we are here, you know. So models shouldn't be dealing with anything on the client side.
That's amazing that you.
And in
that.
Your personal lives, you are free, so we have no rules, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. Because you are all adults and you are like actually responsible for yourself. There, I can be your friend only.
Mm-hmm.
If you need me as a friend, this is what I would do for any of my friend, you know. But this is like something about not about the agency. Mm-hmm. I will take care of you, or like I will do my best to help you out as a friend.
Mm, that's amazing.
Because it's your personal life.
Yeah. And as you're saying that we are adults, are you also working with girls that are under 18?
Not really. I don't prefer, it's not about the rules or anything, but this is a big agency and this is, you can see it's challenging, you know.
Totally.
So when somebody comes here at the age of 16 and like unestablished, and not ready yet, I don't want them to be, you know, have the breakdown, especially mentally, you know. Mm. And I don't want them to ask themselves, you know, maybe I'm not good enough.
Mm.
It's not about that. It's about you need time.
Mm.
And those giants, they had that time, you know. This is why they are working right now.
Totally.
So that I don't want to do. Of course, we do have some things. We have some models time to time, like 18, 19, mm-hmm. just to develop them.
Mm-hmm.
But we give the idea like prior of the contract and say, expect this and that,
okay.
like nothing more.
Mm.
And she should know, you know, what is she coming for to Istanbul, and she's ready mentally, and she doesn't have the breakdown. She doesn't feel bad. this is important because, you know, when you see some models are working almost every day and some working like, okay, less, and some almost never, which is in the business, you know. So if you're not working, of course, you don't feel well.
Mm-hmm.
And one part is, I think models should be knowing, you know, the agencies are actually dealing with the entire thing, but models are super individual. So you guys are thinking about yourselves like 24/7.
Yes.
And that is, of course, bringing like lots of expectations from the agencies, because when you trust your agency, you expect to work.
Mm-hmm.
And we do our best for everybody, you know. But I wish I have the magic stick to touch, you know, all the clients and change their minds, you know, like this. I mean, would I do that? It would still be unfair to some other models, you know. So there is no equation, you see, like, yes, like young models, if they come with the correct mindset, mm-hmm. which is only can be done by the mother agencies, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And no problem, but no underage.
Mm. Also, when we talk about women and working here, and a little bit about the religion side, can models decide if they want to work for certain clients, like headscarves or new jobs?
Of course.
Yeah, they can always decide.
Of course. Just a simple sentence, I don't want to do this and that.
Mm. I actually just realized here the first time, or I think you're one of the first agencies that I worked with, that I had the freedom to decide if I even want to go to certain castings. Like other agencies are always pushing you to do everything and to go for everything, and you leave us the freedom because we are human beings and have our own right to decide.
I mean, maybe you don't feel well that day.
Mm-hmm.
And totally. How can I tell you, I mean, you feel well and you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not what I think. This is, I mean, when you come to that point, it's out of my mindset. It's mm-hmm. not simple anymore.
Mm.
You know? So yeah. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it, of course. And there, if you think about the business part, of course, like most of the agencies probably thinking about loss of opportunity, because when you don't go to casting, they are losing the opportunity of booking one model.
Exactly.
That I don't care.
Mm.
Really, like if you're good enough, if you trust yourself as an agency, as an agent, you know, you always know that if that model will be wanted, you make sure they will have it, you know. It doesn't matter if you go to the casting or not.
Yes, that sounds so good. Okay.
So I felt really reminded of myself when you were talking about the girls having breakdowns. That happened to me in Paris even just this year, and I'm 30.
Oh, yeah. A little bit late.
Yeah. So I think it's just really human, you know. You have your ups and downs in life, and you will always have some troubles working or not working. So it's completely
understandable. I'm having my ups and downs also. Yeah. Like, life is like a roller coaster, you know.
Yeah. Totally.
And you cannot actually keep it up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I also had times that, you know, I barely came to the agency to see some more people.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see like many people, many names, I'm not complaining right now. It's just the fact that we are human, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still so feeling so blessed, and, you know, I'm very happy having this job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, when you love something and it loves you back. You know, like
it's the best.
Like, as a human, like, if you love someone, if she loves you back, it's amazing. It's mm-hmm. also I love this job, and luckily this job loves me back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it. So nice. I feel special about it. I feel very lucky about it. And I have to give it back as the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeping it simple and you know, being fair.
Yeah. You said that, you know, you explained the situation with the new faces, but how is it about models who don't have representation? Of course, might be easier to work with girls and guys who have a mother agency, but can people apply to you directly if they don't have representation somewhere else?
Yes, they can do. But usually we prefer working with the mother agencies because of the trust.
Mm-hmm.
And when you work with the mother agency, you know that the model is already been filtered, like, personal-wise, because I don't remember if we have any problems between models, you know, like personality issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to know that my mother agency partners, they offered them to us so that we know we are going to work with the good people.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So this is the only fact, actually. Like, but if we meet in person, you know, we trust the girl, we find it lovely, you know, she's like suitable for our board, of course we can do.
Yeah.
But it's not the first choice.
Yeah, I get that. So how do you meet your models? If it goes through the mother agency, you directly book, like, take the girl from the book, or you meet online? And what are you looking for in a model to work here?
We usually do a video call.
Mm-hmm.
Just to understand the energy of the model.
Mm-hmm.
Because unfortunately right now, any picture can be manipulated.
Yeah.
Especially the Polaroids.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to make it like through the Polaroids and the videos only. But right now, when we have some disappointments, let's say, we decided to go for the video calls and to see the energy of the model, because I think energy brings like 80% of the bookings.
Definitely.
You know, yeah. It's not the type, it's not like how you look. Of course, these are the facts, and you know, in the universe that everyone is like looking the same, there the energy makes the difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we're all models. Yes. Everybody's pretty, but then it comes to how do you make the other person
feel. So that that difference, you know, you can only see see like alive. And online we do that. Of course, we are being proposed by many, many agencies. If they want to work with Istanbul, I think we are the very first choice for most of the agencies around the world. So, and we used to do the scouting, but I think scoutings are not really helpful right now, because as I mentioned, we need established models, so scoutings are mostly for the new faces. It's always good for you know, us to meet in person as agents, you know, but we fix it like other ways, like we meet in Paris, we meet in like Brazil, you know, the agencies. So we already know each other, we trust each other. So this is how we do the connections, and you keep it running.
Yeah, it's funny, we were talking about online castings the other day, that for us, maybe you've done it too, it's really, you're very nervous sitting in front of the laptop, and then you try to be the person you are, and you're always like, maybe like 50, 60% of what you usually are. So it's really funny that actually that's, that might be a skill that models should practice.
I mean, you know, I cannot do video calls with the models because I'm super shy. Because like picking people, I think that's crazy, you know, like really. And I know some photographers and I know some people from the industry, they cannot do castings.
Yeah.
Because that position, like picking someone, and that's crazy.
It's tough, yeah.
Yeah, that's really
on
tough.
On both sides.
No, that's tough.
Yeah.
So definitely. Everyone does it for us.
Okay.
Because yeah, I've seen he, him has, do it. He has that tough energy, you know, can deal with the girls, and he knows how to do it. I think he's super, you know, and but not me. Like, definitely not me.
To go back to the question, like, what kind of attitude or what kind of attributes are you looking for in a model to work with? What do you think is beneficial?
Good person. Educated.
Interesting.
Because this makes difference. Of course, like ability of speaking a little bit of English, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. this is also one of the facts that actually create a difference, you know. And actually, we don't even have like a dress code because I want people to express themselves. So that actually attitude and the attribute at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, you go with the attitude and your attitude actually your attribute to win over people. So we let it go, we let it free, and we are nothing, we are not looking for something special. Good human beings, you know, who can express themselves. That's it.
Okay, nice.
So now we come to a little personal part, and I want to ask you what has been your most memorable experience as a model booker so far?
I believe my very first booking.
Yeah? Tell us about it.
I mean, it was crazy because, you know, when you open an agency, you never believe, like, you come with the confidence, of course. But, you know, when you do the first booking, it's unbelievable because then, you know, it's possible, you know. And I think it's the most memorable. And then the rest was actually super fast.
Okay.
And but that, yeah, it, that gives me like the goosebumps, like still, because my agency, my own one, it's like carrying my name. I created it. I make people believe, mm-hmm. and we make our first booking. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's like really super, unbelievable. Yeah, like super, your dream just cool. coming reality.
Super
that's
cool.
Insane.
Open an agency and see.
Yeah, totally. So you just know that it will maybe work out. And what are your main goals now and dreams for the agency in the next few years?
Just keep it like this, mm-hmm. to be honest, because we are putting a big effort to keep it as one of the best. Mm-hmm. And dealing people itself, it's already like a tough job, you know. As long as I say like keep it simple, it's not that simple all the time. So I think we are good, and we just want to get better. Like that's the only goal. But you know, if you ask me personally, I want to be named actually like one of the guys that, okay, this guy is good and you can trust this guy. Mm-hmm. So this is what I'm living for. Also, this is like my thing in the agency. Most of the time you don't see me around, but you can understand that there's like a invisible hand, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like protecting, and like there is that vibe. Mm-hmm. So this actually I like, and I want to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. This gives people freedom inside the agency, also to the models. Mm-hmm. And I think this agency has big potential because we have like very good brains inside. My coworkers, they are brilliant, they are young, you know, because I never wanted to be a one-man show company. I mean, your capacity is just limited, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've done my part, I think, that with that first booking.
Finished by. Amazing.
I just kick it off and, you know.
My work is done.
Yeah,
here.
My work is done. So you can work now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, like we discuss opinions, you know, some we cancel, some we chase. Some we delay, you know, some we execute right away for good. Mm-hmm. But I think with my people here, agency has a big potential. It doesn't mean it's gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger, biggest agency in the world, you know. You have to know your limits. I mean, it's about what you want,
Totally.
You know. You never want to go out of control. When you are thinking that okay, this is not big enough, mm-hmm. this is exactly when you mess it up, you know, like you go out of control. And I don't think in this world right now we have to keep it like under balance. Mm-hmm. I can do many things. I can actually maybe multiply everything in the agency, or like maybe 5-4 times more. Mm-hmm. But is it necessary? I don't think so.
Probably it also will change the energy here and the mindset of the lightness.
Nobody will know each other, you know.
Exactly.
So this is going to be something crazy. Mm-hmm. And it will change the vibe. And I don't like vibes to change.
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, this is what I see. I think in 5 years, you'll be seeing the same person. A better version, wiser, you know. Like everybody in the agency, and hopefully we keep our level.
Let's talk again in 5 years then.
Yes, and we do the same episode again, eh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So these are going to be our last two questions, and one would be in regards to yourself and also maybe other motivated young people out there who want to maybe start their own agency. What advice would you have given yourself when you started back then, looking back at it now?
Don't start your own agency, guys. This is the only advice.
And for yourself, if you look back at yourself?
For myself, not just like let it go. Don't mm-hmm. take it too serious.
Okay.
You know, like if you have an opinion, I'm delusionally like a believer and a dreamer, by the way. Mm-hmm. And you know, And I'm not scared if I feel something. So I think this is one of the facts, you know, makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not in a bad way, because sometimes, you know, I want this, I want to go for it, can bring you to the dark side. It's not that. It's the guts that, you know, like you have a dream and you're fearless and you can do it in mm-hmm. a good way and with no harm.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're moving forward, you have to bring everybody with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't do it like against everybody.
Yeah.
So I think most of the people, they are doing this mistake right now, like when I see, mm-hmm. when they are operating a business or creating a business, you know? And human beings, they are not like steps that you can yeah. climb on and, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But together you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
By sharing, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
This is how actually Tanks is operating. This is why actually I call models like cooperatives, you know, we cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
And we are friends. And also my coworkers, you know, I don't boss them, they don't call me boss. And because I want to be like all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this mindset, which is like which is the most easiest way, like to do what you want. But you know, everybody's like super individual right now, so I feel like especially the new generation, you know, they are like super individual, super selfish, self-centered, you know, you name it.
Mm.
Maybe it's their way, but in the end I think it's in the long term it only comes with the failure, because you cannot do it alone, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to think that I was like I could do everything myself,
mm-hmm.
when I was like 25, like back in like mm-hmm. 10 years. Right now the way I think is like totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do it.
No,
really, because you're getting wiser, older. And wiser means that you have to take some services.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Actually, that would be nice closing thoughts, but we have one more question.
Okay.
What advice would you give to young models who want to start their career?
I would say don't expect so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a business. I know that models are thinking about themselves all the time, as I mentioned before, which is good, because this is what you motivated for, and you're dreaming of it. But this is not the most serious thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun job,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I know the hardnesses, you know, you like the working hours, you know, everything about the work, trust me. But don't take it too serious. Just enjoy it. I don't believe your life depends on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you are good and you are like keeping it going, of course, go for it, you know? There will be the point that you will understand it's gonna go or not. Where I actually, you know, mention my point.
Mm-hmm.
When I see some top models,
mm-hmm.
I decided, okay, like those guys, they deserve it, you know, not me. So this is the reality. And start small, trust your agents, because they usually are brilliant people, especially like model agencies like yours, you know, Model Work, amazing people. So if you have the potential, they will bring out the best. But you never know. That's the fact. So this is why I'm telling, like, start small,
mm-hmm.
and so that you don't actually have the disappointment, because there are millions of things in life that you can do except modeling.
Of course.
You know, like I say it's weird as a modeling agency owner, but
mm-hmm.
this is the fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, life is controversial. You called yourself a dreamer as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a little dreamer inside of them, but definitely keeping it simple, I think, is the key message today.
Mm-hmm.
And expectations can kill dreams as well, right?
Yes,
so
definitely.
Keeping it light and
definitely
just enjoying the ride and seeing what comes along.
No, stop. Don't stop dreaming. Just maybe measure it, because modeling is kind of a weird thing that actually your potential, it depends on millions of things.
Yeah, it depends
so
on others.
There, you know, it's a matter of luck. If it's a matter of if you're in a, in your good day, if you're like in a good time, in a good place, if the people who's picking you, if they're on their good day or not, you know.
Of course.
So it's super complicated, like super complex. So when the equation is like super complex, you have to measure it and you have to set your expectation just knowing it, because this is reality.
Yeah,
you know, like I think all the models in the world, they have the potential to become top models. But the differences are the matters I'm actually mentioning, you know, like what makes a difference.
Yeah,
like why I'm not a top model. Because I miss something, you know, in the equation. I mean, I don't have it. Or you know, this kind of stuff. So I adore models because it's a very, very tough job.
It is.
Especially keeping it for years.
Yeah.
So for a newcomer, I never say like don't dream about it, but like just use the dosage well. Trust your agents, you know, they will know the best for you. And listen to your guts, because it will tell you like what's gonna happen. And when you push it so much, it's usually not working out. So
true. Yeah. Perfect words for the closing of the episode, I think. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you guys for coming to my office.
Super interesting.
Thank you.
Super informative, and I think a lot of people will benefit from listening to this.
I hope.
Yeah, all around the world, since it's in English.
It was my pleasure, guys. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Model sein oder nicht sein, das ist hier die Frage.
90, 60, 91.
Next, please.
Der Podcast based on true stories.
Es war mal wieder richtig schön, mit dir zu reden, Rosa. Danke dir.
Ja, voll. Und wenn ihr selber als Model arbeitet und Bock habt, euch mit anderen auszutauschen, wir haben eine kleine Community auf Instagram. Schreibt uns eine DM. Wir fügen euch super gerne hinzu. Die Idee dahinter ist so ein bisschen, dass wir einen Safe Space schaffen wollen und dass wir einen ehrlichen und guten Austausch miteinander schaffen und uns gegenseitig in dieser Branche unterstützen.
Wir würden uns super freuen, wenn ihr uns abonnieren würdet, damit ihr auf dem Laufenden bleibt. Natürlich 5 Sterne bewertet, wenn ihr den Podcast mögt und eure Kommentare hinterlasst mit euren Gedanken zum Thema.
Außerdem, wenn ihr unsere süßen Outfits sehen wollt, könnt ihr uns natürlich auch super gerne auf YouTube, TikTok oder auch auf Instagram abchecken.
Wir freuen uns, euch das nächste Mal begrüßen zu dürfen.
Bis dann.
Ciao, ciao.